首先请弟兄姊妹原谅我。
I first off want to ask brothers and sisters to forgive me.
因为最近呢，这个吃药啊，这个身体有点浮肿。
And because of medication, I am a little swollen.
所以我这个扣子扣不起来，所以没办法打领带。
And so because I cannot button my collared shirt, I cannot put on a tie.
不过不是故意的。
It's not on purpose.
所以请弟兄姊妹原谅。
So please forgive me.
我想弟兄姊妹，如果你们还记得的话。
Brothers and sisters, if you still recall.
过去我们曾经讲过生命的系列。
We have talked about all the details of life.
我一共讲了大概有32个题目。
I have mentioned 32 separate topics.
其实呢，我是有33个题目。
Actually, I have 33 topics.
那这第33个题目是什么呢？
What is the 33rd topic?
是受苦的生活。
It is a life of suffering.
我过去这段时间
In the past days,
一直心里面非常的犹豫。
I have been hesitating.
到底应不应当讲这个题目。
Should I even discuss this topic?
因为呢，我个人感觉呢，不太合适讲这个题目。
Because personally, I feel that it's not very good or appropriate to share on this topic.
所以呢，我就一直没有去讲这个题目。
So therefore, I have not discussed it.
我感谢神。
But I thank God.
从去年开始啊。
Starting from last year.
主让我在身体上遭受这个疾病的攻击。
I have undergone the attack of illnesses.
那的确给我的生活和侍奉上带来一些的不方便。
And so it has brought some inconvenience to my daily life as well as service.
不过感谢主，主也有非常好的照顾。
But I thank the Lord for His care.
我不仅有很好的家庭医生照顾我。
Not only do I have a very good family physician who takes care of me.
那么主也让我遇见了几个很好的专科医生。
But I have also encountered some very good specialists.
那么所以呢，过去一段时间呢，一直在这个医疗的这个过程中。
So in these days, I have been going through much treatment.
虽然有很多的不方便。
Even though there are many inconveniences.
我也不觉得我受了什么苦。
I have not felt like I suffered much.
所以也不是说现在我就配得讲这个题目。
So it's not that through that I am now worthy to talk about this.
不过感谢主在这些安静等候主与主交通的这些时间里面。
But I thank the Lord that in these quiet days of communing together with Him.
那么主呢，让我呢对这个受苦这件事情呢有一点点的领会。
He's allowed me to come to understand a little bit better about suffering.
所以今天早晨呢，我就希望说呢，用主的话呢，和我们大家弟兄姊妹一同彼此有一些的勉励。
So this morning, through God's words, I'd like to share some words of encouragement.
我们希望呢能明白受苦的意义。
So that hopefully we will come to understand the meaning of suffering.
也许我们在这个苦难的时代里面。
And so in these days of suffering,
我们能够在属灵的生活上能够过得更积极。
That we could be more diligent in our spiritual pursuit.And have more meaning in our pursuit.
所以今天早晨呢，我就和弟兄姊妹来交通苦难的生活。
And so this morning, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters on the life of suffering.
我先请大家和我一同来读一些的圣经。
Let's read some passages of scripture together.
我们先看彼得前书。
We'll turn first to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第四章。
1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章
First Peter chapter 4
我们从这个第十二节读到第十九节
We will read from verses 12 through 19
亲爱的弟兄啊有火炼的试炼
Do not be surprised at the fire you deal among you which comes upon you for your testing as though some strange thing were happening to you but to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ
因为你们是与基督一同受苦
Keep on rejoicing, so that also the revelation of His glory you may rejoice with exultation. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you.
身上。
Make sure that none of you suffers as a murderer or a thief or evildoer or a troublesome meddler. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, he is not to be ashamed, but is to glorify God in this name. For it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is with difficulty that the righteous is saved, what will become of the godless man and the sinner? Therefore, those also who suffer according to the will of God shall entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right. Verse 1. Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same purpose, because he who suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
我们再看加拉太书。
We will next turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law to perform them. Verse 13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
好，我们最后看哥罗西书。
Lastly, we will turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake,
and in my flesh I do my share on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions. Not one of us enjoys suffering. God also does not want us to suffer. Because he is love. He is willing to bless us.
所以对于神来讲，他没有叫人受苦的意念。
So to God, he does not have the thought for us to suffer.
但是我们活在这个地上。
But for us living in this world,
我们确实的感觉到人是在一种受苦的状态底下。
We do have this feeling that we are living in the condition of suffering.
所以首先呢，我想要和弟兄姊妹们交通一下。
So first off, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
到底这个苦难的原因是什么？
What is the meaning of suffering?
为什么今天我们生活在这个地上有这么多的苦难？
Why is it that we have so much suffering here in this world?
我想在这里有消极面，也有积极面。
We see that there is a negative as well as positive aspect.
啊，我想我们先从这个消极面的来说。
We will speak first on the negative aspect.
受苦的第一个最大的原因是来自咒诅。
The first and greatest reason for why there is suffering is because there are curses.
我们都晓得咒诅呢，就说明一种啊，必然而不可逃避的一种可怕的灾难。
We know that curses is a suffering that is unavoidable and inescapable.
落在咒诅的里面是十分可怕的东西。
It is a terrible thing to be cursed.
我们可能大多数的人呢，我们有错误的一个观念。
Perhaps many of us, we have a wrong understanding.
我们以为说呢，咒诅是从魔鬼来的。
We feel that curses come from the enemy.
那么这是一个错误的观念。
This is a misunderstanding.
我们知道撒旦是宇宙中间的最大的堕落者。
We know that Satan is the greatest fallen one.
他也是头一个被咒诅的。
He is also the first to be cursed.
如果我们从圣经里面来看，
If we look from the Bible,
这个咒诅简单的一个定义，
A very simple reason for cursed.
就是离开神。
Or a definition is to be separated from God.
或者说呢，你弃绝神，你被神弃绝，就是咒诅。
Or to say, if you reject God and God rejects you, you are cursed.
这是今天呢，圣经给我们看见这个咒诅最简单的一个定义。
This is the simplest definition of being cursed.
我们可以从神所创造的天使长这个撒旦的堕落，我们可以很容易明白这个意义。
We can see the meaning of this from the falling of Satan.
如果弟兄姊妹，你把以西结书第二十八章读一下。
If you are to go back and read Ezekiel chapter 28.
神借着先知以西结。
God through the prophet Ezekiel.
用当时的推罗城和推罗王极盛的时期的光景，描述这位宇宙中间最大的堕落者。
Use the condition of the leader of Tyre as well as the city to describe the fallen angel.
神对以西结说，人子啊，你要为推罗王作起哀歌。
He said, you need to sing a lamentation for the leader of Tyre.
那么在那一段话语的里面，你看见神当初所创造的这个天使长。
And then in that picture, we see how God had created the leader of all angels.
神是给他何等样的一种尊贵。
God had given him such position.
何等样的一种智慧。
Such wisdom.
圣经记载说。
The Bible records.
那么他说你那里哈，无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽。
He says that you have wisdom and understanding and all beauty.
所以当神把它创造好之后呢，神就把它放在伊甸园的里面。
And so after God created him, placed him in the Garden of Eden.
然后神就让他身上穿戴着九种的宝石。
And also gave him as his garment nine different types of precious stones.
然后还有黄金在那里。
And also gold.
圣经也讲说呢，他那里有精美的骨笛。
And there was such precious stones.
他不仅全然美丽。
Not only was he altogether beautiful.
智慧充足。
And also full of wisdom.
并且呢，全备的才艺。
But there, everything was prepared for him.
然后神把他放在他的圣山上。
And then placed him on his holy mountain.
神让他成为遮盖约柜受高的基路伯。
He was anointed cherub who covered the high place, the cherubim.
你看见神给他一个何等尊贵荣耀的一个地位。
That was such a high and glorious position.
然后神让他行走的时候呢，在宝石的火光中间。
And when he walked in the midst of the stones of fire.
那就是说这位天使长啊，当他一走路的时候呢，满了宝石的火光。
That is to say, when the angel walked, there was great fire that shone through the stones.
当我们读到这些话语的时候，
When we read these words,
我们会看见，
We see,
神对于他所创造的这位天使长，
That God towards his created angel,
神其实是把一切所有的好处都加在他身上，
has given him all good things.
但是
However,
很可惜的
sadly,
圣经说他在受造之日所行的开头一段时间都是完全的。
At first, he was blameless in the days from when he was created.
后来在他中间发现了不义。
But then, unrighteousness was found in him.
我们晓得在圣经中间啊，义和不义这是重要的真理。
We know that The difference between righteousness and unrighteousness is a very important truth.
圣经说神是公义。
The Bible says that God is righteous.
凡是与神作对的都是不义。
All those who oppose God are unrighteous.
这个时候我们发现在这个天使长的里面呢，他开始产生了一种的不义。
Here we find the first angel, there was unrighteousness in him.
那么这个不义是从哪里来的呢？
Where did this unrighteousness come from?
他说因为你贸易很多。
Because you are internally filled with violence.
那么这句话的意思呢，是一个隐藏的含义，是一个今天没有揭开的一个奥秘。
Now this is still a hidden mystery, a mystery that is not yet opened unto us.
到底这位天使长他做了什么贸易？
What violence did this angel do?
这个贸易的意思就是他有了一个交换。
In this violence, it means that there was a trade.
他到底和什么东西做了什么样的交换？
What type of trade did he do?
圣经没有记载。
The Bible did not record.
但是因为这个交换的缘故，
But because of that trade,
所以呢，因此在他中间发现了很多强暴的事情。
Then we found much violence in him.
然后他就变得非常的高傲。
And then he became extremely proud.
他因为自己全然的美丽。
He found himself to be altogether beautiful, full of wisdom,
有极大的能力,
and had great power.
所以呢，当时呢，他就借着推罗王的口呢，发出了一个可怕的一个声音。
And so he, used the mouth of the king of Tyre to say something very horrible.
这位推罗王高傲到一个地步，他说：“我是神。”
The heart of the king of Tyre was so proud to the point where he said, I am a god.
神借着先知以西结对推罗王说，你不是神，你只不过是人。
And so God, through the prophet Ezekiel, said to him, you are not a god, but you are a man.
所以这个魔鬼里面所产生的一个骄傲，借着地上的一个王显出来了。
And so the pride of the enemy was manifested through this heart of a king.
因为他亵渎神。
Because he was opposed to God.
所以圣经就说神从圣山上就驱逐他。
And so God cast him down from the holy mountain.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这里给我们看见，
Here we see,
这位天使长他离弃了神。
This angel was separated from God.
神也弃绝他。
And God also rejected him.
因为他跟神之间的一个分离。
Because of the separation with God,
所以他就落在咒诅的里面。
So he fell to be cursed.
所以圣经给我们一个非常严肃的提醒。
And so the Bible gives us a very serious reminder.
不管你多聪明，
No matter how smart you are,
不管你多美丽，
No matter how beautiful you are,
不管你有多少的才干，
Or how skillful you are,
请我们记得，
Please remember,
离开神就是咒诅。
Apart from God is to be cursed.
所以这位宇宙中最大的一个堕落者，
So this greatest fallen one,
让我们看见一件事情，离开神就是咒诅。
Allow us to see that to be apart from God is to be cursed.
神并不愿意咒诅人。
God does not want to curse man.
但是你离开他就是咒诅。
But if you are apart from God, you are cursed.
所以从那天开始起，
So from that day on,
我们看见撒旦就落在一个非常可怕的一个咒诅的情况底下。
We see that Satan fell under such a cursed environment.
并且神因为弃绝他，
Because God rejected him.
所以呢，我们到了启示录第二十章的时候，
And so when we turn to Revelation chapter 20,
我们看见在将来要来的时刻里，
We see that in the days to come, in the future,
仇敌魔鬼将要面临一个非常可怕的结局。
The devil will come to a very horrible end.
那个结局就是咒诅的一个结果。
And that is the result of one who is cursed.
圣经记载说，他和兽和假先知要一同被丢在硫磺的火湖里。
The Bible tells us that the beast, the false prophet, together with the devil, will be thrown into the lake of fire.
他们要昼夜的痛苦，直到永永远远。
They will be tormented day and night, forever and ever.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
这个世界最大的一个苦难的原因就从咒诅来的。
The greatest reason for suffering in this world today comes from being cursed.
而这个咒诅的原因就是因为离开神。
And the reason for being cursed is to be separated from God.
所以我们看见不仅这位天使长带着天上三分之一的使者，那么落到咒诅的情况里面。
And so we see that the leader of all angels was cast away together with one third of the angels.
到了创世纪第三章的时候，
And so when we see Genesis chapter 3,
当神创造亚当和夏娃，
When God created Adam and Eve,
现在这位美丽的天使长已经变成魔鬼了。
This beautiful leader of all angels now has become the devil.
所以他就化身成为一条蛇。
And so he took the form of a snake.
然后用谎言，用欺骗，让夏娃、亚当吃了分别善恶树的果子。
And with falsehood, tempted Eve so that she ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
因为仇敌的这个欺骗，
Because of the lies of the enemy,
所以他把神所造的人类也从神那里拉开了。
And also now separated man that God had created away from God.
我们已经讲过，
We have already spoken.
只要离开神就是咒诅。
To be apart from God means to be cursed.
所以当夏娃跟亚当吃了这个分别善恶树的果子之后
So after Adam and Eve ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
好像他们的眼睛开了
It's as if their eyes were opened.
但是呢他们现在怕神
However, now they were afraid of God.
所以当神来寻找他们的时候
So when God came to look for them,
他们就隐藏自己
They hid themselves.
他们就开始躲避神
And they started to hide from God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这是今天人类在地上的光景
This is the condition of man today.
从祖先开始就是这样
From our ancestors, it has been this way.
这是一个愚昧的一个愚蠢的一个做法
This is such a terrible thing.
他们以为现在要离开神
Now we want to be away from God.
向神独立
We want to be independent of God.
想要过自己的生活
We want to live our own lives.
哪里晓得这一离开神就落在咒诅的里面
Not knowing that as soon as we are apart from God, we are now cursed.
所以当神找到他们的时候
And so when God found them,
神第一个神说蛇要被咒诅
So the first thing God says was that the snake will be cursed.
所以这个被魔鬼所利用的蛇现在受到咒诅
So now the snake which was used by the devil has been cursed.
然后神就对亚当说
And then God said to Adam,
因为你们没有听我的话
Because you have not listened to my word.
你们吃了我叫你们不该吃的果子
Because you have eaten of the fruit that you should not have eaten.
那么因此地要因为你的缘故受咒诅
And so now because of you the land will also be cursed.
所以因着人类的堕落
And so because of falling of man
所以整个的受造都落在咒诅的情况里面
All of creation is now cursed
所以从亚当和夏娃开始
So beginning from Adam and Eve
人类在地上一直都是活在一个被咒诅的环境里面
All of mankind now lives under a condition of being cursed
我想我们如果把历史看一看
If we are to look at history,
我们可以说整个人类的历史就是一个受苦的历史。
We can say that the entire history of mankind is one of suffering.
从古到今，没有一个时刻人活在这个地上不受苦的。
There has not been one moment from the beginning of time till now that man has not suffered.
我们除了有天灾有人祸
，apart from catastrophes,
有生老病死。
As well as illnesses and death.
我们有这个精神上的苦，有肉身上的苦。
We have psychological difficulties. We have physical problems.
有犯罪的苦，有性格的苦。
We have the problems of sin in our personality.
可以说呢，没有一个人不受苦。
We can say that not one person does not suffer.
反正是人就是受苦。
If you are a man, you suffer.
没有一个人可以逃脱。
Not one person can escape.
因为这个整个的环境，整个的地。已经落在咒诅的情况。
Because the whole earth, the entire world has been cursed.
所以今天呢，你在这个地上。
So today, if you are on this world,
你找不到真正的平安，你找不到真正的喜乐。
If you cannot find true peace and joy,
因为我们知道这个地已经是被咒诅的。
It is because this land has already been cursed.
所以你无论怎样努力，这个在这个地上，你不可能建立起一个天国。
So no matter how hard you strive, you cannot establish paradise or heaven on earth.
不可能建立起一个美好的一个生活的环境。
You cannot create a very good living environment.
所以我想，我们今天从神的话语里面，很清楚地明白，苦难第一个重要的原因是从咒诅来的。
And so we must come to understand that from God's word, it says that suffering comes from being cursed.
这个对我们是何等重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder for us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
即使我们蒙恩得救成为神的儿女。
Even if we are believers and children of God.
我们仍旧要记得。
We still must remember.
任何一个时刻离开神就落在咒诅里。
At any moment when you are away from God, you are cursed.
所以圣经中为什么告诉我们说我们要亲近神呢
So why does the Bible tell us that we need to draw near to Him?
我们亲近神，我们不仅是爱他。
When you draw near to Him, it's not just because you love Him, that you like to come close to Him.
你知道靠近神就远离咒诅。
You know that when you draw near to Him, you are away from curses.
这其中有一个很重要的一个意义在里面。
There's a very important meaning behind it.
所以为什么神要把我们从世界中召回来，把我们带到他的身边
？So why did God call us away from this world? To bring him,
因为神知道离开他，我们就是落在咒诅的。
Because apart from him, we are cursed.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，求神叫我们不做愚昧的事情。
So brothers and sisters, may God not allow us to do foolish things.
有的人呢躲避神，有的人呢这个隐藏向神隐藏，自以为很聪明的。
Some people hide from God. They hide themselves, thinking that they're very smart.
你不晓得你离开神是可怕的东西。
You don't know that it's a terrible thing to be away from God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
从 天使的堕落，从人的堕落。
Since the falling of the angels as well as the falling of man.
我们很清楚地看见咒诅是因为人离开神。
We see very clearly that the reason for being cursed is because man has left God.
所以这是第一个重要的一个原因。
This is the first and important reason.
那么第二个原因是什么呢?
What is the second reason?
第二个原因就是因为有审判，有刑罚。
The second reason is because there must be judgment.
那么这个审判和刑罚呢，是出自于神的公义。
This judgment comes from His righteousness.
因为神是公义的神。
Because God is a righteous God.
神是不能容忍罪恶。
He cannot stand any sin.
所以当人犯罪的时候。
So when man sins.
人就会碰见神公义的审判和刑罚。
Man will encounter God's righteous judgment.
所以犯罪也是一个苦难的一个原因。
And so when we sin, it is another reason for our suffering.
我们从旧约圣经里面很清楚看见。
We can see this very clearly starting from the Old Testament.
无论是外邦人
whether Gentiles,
无论是神的选民
or God's chosen people,
当他们犯罪的时候
when they sin,
他们就落在神的审判和刑罚里面
they fall underneath God's judgment.
所以我们看见在旧约圣经中间有很多可怕的场面
and so we see some very terrible judgment, terrible things that have happened.
神公义的审判是十分可怕
because God's righteous judgment is severe.
这不仅对外邦人来讲那些认识神的人来讲是可怕。
Not only is it very terrible for Gentiles, for those who do not know God.
即使神的百姓犯了罪，我们看见所遭受的刑罚也是非常的严厉。
Even when God's own people, when they sinned, God's judgment towards them was very severe.
我想我不需要去举例。
I don't need to give you many examples.
弟兄姊妹们，你读圣经的时候，我想你都知道。
When you read the Bible, you will know.
不仅整个民族是这样的情形。
Not only was the whole nation that way,
在个人的身上也是一样
but also individually.
我们在旧约圣经里面可以找出很多个人的例子。
We can see many examples of individuals in the Old Testament.
比方说我们举例在撒母耳记上的。
For example, in 1 Samuel, it's recorded.
当以利和他的两个儿子他们得罪神的时候。
When Eli and his two sons sinned against God.
哇，神的审判。刑罚是多么的可怕
God's judgment was terrible
也是多么的严厉
and incredibly severe
即使后来我们看见那个爱神的大卫
Later we even see David who loved God
他可以说是在旧约圣经中啊，你难得看见这么爱神的一个人
It's very rare that you would see one who loved God so much in the Old Testament
但是当他犯罪的时候
But when he sinned
当他行了可怕的一些的事情的时候
When he did and committed some terrible things
神的公义的审判临到他
God's righteous judgment came upon him
一点都没有减少
Did not decrease one tiny bit
神说刀剑必不离开大卫的家
God said that the sword will never leave his family
我们看见在大卫家里面神的审判是多么的可怕
And we see how severe was God's judgment in his family
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
神断不能以有罪的为无罪
God, he will always separate righteous versus unrighteous
神也不会以无罪的为有罪
And God will never count the unrighteous as righteous
凡是人所犯的错误一定要遇见神的审判遇见神的刑罚
Anytime we sin, we will encounter God's righteous judgment.
所以这个也是对我们重要的提醒。
This is another important reminder for us.
我们需要有敬畏神的心。
We need to have a heart of reverence towards Him.
但是感谢神。
We thank Him.
到了新约时代之后呢
？That as we enter into the New Testament,
这个审判跟这个刑罚的意义呢，从消极的变成积极的。
The meaning of judgment and correction has now changed from something that's negative into something that's positive.
因为到了新约时代，我们的主耶稣基督到地上来了。
Because now in the New Testament, our Lord Jesus has come to earth.
他成全了救恩。
And he has accomplished salvation.
让所有信他的人呢，都得着了神的生命。
So that all who believe in him will gain God's life.
所以我们跟神之间的这个关系不一样。
And so now our relationship with God has changed.
现在我们跟神之间是父子之间的关系。
Now we have a relationship of father and son.
所以呢，这个审判跟刑罚呢，
And so in this judgment,
在希伯来书里面告诉我们呢，就变成了一个管教。
And so now in Hebrews, it tells us that this has become a discipline.
同样是审判和刑罚
It is still judgment and correction.
但是它成为一种的管教
But it's now a discipline.
因为我们跟神之间有父子之间的关系
Because now we have a relationship of father and son with our God.
所以希伯来书告诉我们
So Hebrews tells us.
哪有生生的父不管教自己的儿子的呢
What earthly father does not discipline his own son?
啊，我想我们有儿女的人我们就知道了
For all of us with children, we know.
啊，小孩不乖的时候，犯错的时候，我们总是要管教，对不对
？When a child is wrong or makes a mistake, we need to correct them.
那么现在父是爱我们的
，Now the father loves us.
但是父也是一样的要管教我们。
And the father, the same way, also needs to discipline.
那么希伯来书告诉我们说，这个管教对我们是有益处。
And in Hebrews, it tells us this discipline has benefit for us.
有什么益处呢
？What type of benefit?
是叫我们能够在他的圣洁上有份。
So that we can have a portion in His holiness.
的确，神管教我们。
Yes, God disciplines us.
是叫我们能够圣洁。
Is for us to be holy.
不仅圣洁。
Not only holy.
并且我们可以结出平安的果子，就是义。
But we can have the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
那意思说呢？因为神的管教的缘故
，That is to say, because of His discipline.
叫我们从这个不义的情况能变成义。
We can now be transferred from the condition of unrighteousness to righteousness.
现在我们能明白
，Now we understand.
这个义就重新回到神的面前。
That to be righteous is to come back to God.
重新被神接纳。
To be accepted by God.
结果呢，我们里面就充满了平安。
And now we are full of peace.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
今天他是我们的父亲。
Today he is our father.
那么当我们犯错的时候
So when we are wrong,
他要管教我们
He will discipline us.
同样是审判
It is still judgment.
同样是刑罚
Yes, it's still true.
但是那个意义上面不一样
But the meaning of this judgment is now different.
不仅管教
Not only discipline.
在约翰福音第十五章里面告诉我们
In John chapter 15 it tells us.
我们的主是真葡萄树
He is the true vine.
我们是葡萄树上的枝子
We are the branches of the vine.
圣经说我们天上的父亲呢是修剪的
And so the Bible tells us that the Heavenly Father is the one who prunes us.
所以这个审判和刑罚呢，在约翰福音里面就告诉我们是父的修剪。
And so this judgment or discipline is the pruning work of the Father.
因为我们不结果子。
Because we do not bear fruit.
所以他就修剪我们。
So he will prune us.
修剪的结果是什么呢
？What is the result of pruning?
就可以结出许多的果子。
So that you can have much fruit.
我们就因着这些果子把荣耀归给神。
And through this fruit we can give glory to God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们可以看见啊
，We see
到了新约的时代里面
，That in the New Testament,
那么神的审判和管教。
God's judgment and discipline
具备了不同的意义在里面
has many meaning behind it.
所以呢，这是圣经里面给我们看见的苦难的第二方面的原因。
And so this is the second reason for suffering that the Bible describes to us.
希伯来书也作者也讲，当我们受管教的时候，我们总是觉得不舒服。
And in Hebrews it tells us that when we are being disciplined, yes, we may be sorrowful.
受到管教呢，总是会有一点点觉得受苦。
It is difficult. It is suffering when we are being disciplined.
哎，这个苦呢是有意义的。
But the suffering has a reason.
啊，第三方面。
The third.
是神的训练。
God's training.
或者也可以说是神的一个对付。
Or God's dealing.
啊，在前面的。
At the beginning.
那个管教。
At first, it was training.
是因为我们犯错。
Or the discipline is because we have made a mistake.
这个与犯罪有关系。
It has to do with us sinning.
但是神的训练和他的对付呢
？But what about God's training and dealings?
这个是与罪无关。
This does not have to do with sin.
那么这个呢，多半是跟我们的性格有关。
Oftentimes, this has to do with our personality.
所以 神借着救恩把我们救赎回来之后，
After God has saved us through His salvation,
因为神在我们身上有荣耀的计划，
Because He has a glorious purpose in us,
所以他一定要改变我们，
So He must change us.
因为我们还有一些天然的性格，
Because we still have a very natural character in us,
是神所不能使用，
A character that God cannot use.
所以神为了要改变我们这个性格，
And so for God to change us,
所以神就开始训练我们。
He must now train us.
神就开始来对付我们这些性格。
And begins to deal with our nature.
因为他的这个训练和他这个对付的缘故。
Because of his training and dealing.
结果叫我们对神就有更多的认识。
Now we come to know him more.
结果呢，我们也更多认识自己。
And also we come to know ourselves more.
所以一个人呢，如果不在神的手中接受神的这些训练和对付的时候呢，他完全不认识自己。
If a person does not accept God's dealing and training within him, then he does not know himself.
所以这也是今天呢，神在我们身上一个很重要的工作。
This is also a very important work of God's work in us.
在旧约圣经里面，
in the Bible, in the Old Testament,
有很多出名的故事。
There are many famous stories.
比方说我们很容易想起雅各。
Easily we think of Jacob.
雅各呢，那么神在他身上有许多的工作。
In the life of Jacob, God worked much in him.
雅各跟以扫不一样。
Jacob and Esau are different.
以扫呢，因为对神的事没什么兴趣。
Esau was not interested in things of God.
所以呢，神呢，对他呢也没多大兴趣。
So God did not have much interest in Esau.
这个雅各呢，对神的事情有兴趣。
But Jacob, on the other hand, had an interest in God.
但是呢，雅各的性格不完全。
But Jacob's character was not complete.
甚至他是很诡诈的。
He was very crooked.
他非常的聪明。
He was very smart.
但是他对神的事情有兴趣。
But he had an interest in the things of God.
所以神对他也有兴趣。
And so God was interested in him.
神就要让雅各有所改变。
And so God wanted Jacob to change.
所以因此我们看见在雅各的生活里面充满了各样的苦难。
And so in the life of Jacob, we see that it was full of much suffering.
我想这个故事呢，我们不详细去说它。
Now we won't go into detail of the stories.
那么神在雅各一生里面给他一个最严厉、最大的一个对付。
Now the greatest dealing that God did in the life of Jacob.
就是当他最后他从他的舅父拉班家里面逃出来的时候。
Was when he left his family, left Laban's family.
当他来到了亚伯的渡口皮努以勒。
And he came to Peniel.
在皮努以勒那里呢，他遇见了神。
At Peniel, he met God.
圣经告诉我们，他跟神之间摔跤啊。
There, he struggled with God.
从夜里一直摔到天亮。
Wrestled from the evening all the way until dawn.
结果呢，神都摔不过他。
To the point where God could not overpower him.
弟兄姊妹就看见这个雅各这个人的这个意志力，这个是多么的坚强。
Brothers and sisters, here we can see the strength of Jacob's will, how strong he was.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是不是也是这样的？
Brothers and sisters, are we the same way?
我们常常发现有很多基督徒就是这样，意志力坚强。
We find that there are many Christians who are the same way. They're so strong-willed.
神怎么摔都摔不倒他。
No matter how God wrestles with you, God cannot win over you.
有的时候圣灵浇灌呢，爱浇灌呢。
With the love, the outpouring love of the Holy Spirit into your life.
很多的恩典加上来。
And gives you so much grace.
你看他就站在那里很硬。
And yet you're still standing there stubborn.
这个雅各就是这样的人。
Jacob was a person like that.
所以到最后逼得神没有办法。
And so until the last, when God really had no other choice.
神只好在他大腿窝上摸一把。
God touched his thigh.
这一摸呢，这个整个雅各就变瘸腿了。
As soon as God touched his thigh, he became a cripple.
从那天开始起。
From that day on.
雅各一走路就瘸脚。
Every time Jacob walked, he limped.
他不走则已，一走就瘸脚。
Every time he walked, he limped.
一瘸脚他就知道他不能刚硬。
As soon as he limped, he knew he could not be strong.
那是感谢神。
And we thank God.
从那天开始起。
We thank from that day on.
雅各就变成以色列。
Jacob became Israel.
什么叫以色列？
What does Israel mean?
以色列就是神的王子。
That means a prince of God.
雅各变得尊贵。
Jacob became royalty.
是一个瘸腿尊贵的王子。
A crippled royal prince of God.
最后到埃及王法老的王宫里面。
And as he went into the palace of the Pharaoh.
他一个穷的这个逃难的人。
A poor nomad
可以伸手为 法老王祝福。
Could raise his hand and bless Pharaoh.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这是神的训练。
This is God's training.
这是神的手在他身上。
This is God's hand upon his life.
我想这个故事我们都非常的清楚。
Now we are very familiar with the story.
神把雅各的故事记载在哪里？
Now God has recorded Jacob's story here.
就说明说神在我们身上有一种的工作。
It tells of how God wants to work in our lives.
神要训练我们。
God wants to train us.
神要对付我们。
God will deal with us.
那么弟兄姊妹们，不仅有雅各的故事。
Brothers and stories, there's not only the story of Jacob recorded.
还有更可怕的故事。
There are other more severe stories.
就是约伯的故事。
The story of Job.
我不晓得你读约伯记的时候你怕不怕。
Are you afraid when you read the story of Job?
我每次读约伯记我都害怕。
Every time I read it, I'm afraid.
哇，你看见前面神许可约伯家所遭遇这个患难。
We see that all the calamities that God allowed Job to encounter.
我觉得在全本圣经里面。
I find that in the entire Bible.
除了主耶稣所受的苦难以外。
Other than the sufferings of Christ.
第二个恐怕就是约伯。
The second probably would be Job.
今天地上没有人能遭遇的那个患难苦难像约伯这么大。
No one has encountered as much calamity as Job.
神许可仇敌用可怕的手段攻击他。
God allowed the enemy to use a terrible hand to attack Job.
弟兄姊妹们，你不要以为说神是要苦待约伯。
Brothers and sisters, don't misunderstand as if God wanted Job to suffer.
其实神是非常的爱约伯。
Actually, God truly loved Job.
哎呀，神甚至常常也是夸奖他。
God often praised Job, actually.
神对魔鬼说你看见我的仆人约伯吗
？God said to the enemy, to the devil, "Have you seen my servant Job?" God really loved him.
弟兄姊妹，但是呢，我们看见约伯有一个非常坚强的意志。
But we see that Job also had a very strong self-will.
那个固执啊。
That stubbornness.
我们用现在人话就是有钢铁的意志。
He had a steel will.
哇，他这个。你看见他那个持守自己的那个自义啊，到一个地步啊，是没有人能动摇他的。
We see that he was so self-righteous that nobody could sway him.
所以神才用最严厉的许可，最严厉的这个灾祸临到他。
So God allowed the most severe calamity to come upon him.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不需要害怕。
So brothers and sisters, you do not need to be afraid.
因为你还没有这个钢铁的意志。
Because perhaps you still do not yet have that will of steel.
如果你有钢铁的意志的话呢？那你就小心。
If you have a steel will, then you need to be careful.
感谢主。
We thank God.
我常常觉得我这个人的意志力很薄弱。
Sometimes I feel that I have a very weak will.
所以我，哎呀，感谢主。
So I thank God.
所以主不需要用那么严厉的灾祸来惩治我。
So God does not need to deal with me with such severe calamities.
所以你千万不要固执。
So please do not be obstinate.
弟兄姊妹们，因为约伯的这个意志力的刚强。
Because Job was so self-righteous and stubborn.
不仅他的家和家臣儿女遭受这么大的一个灾祸。
His entire family and everything that he owned went through such calamity.
甚至最后魔鬼来挑战。
Even when the enemy came to deal with him,
他对神说：“你把他保护得太好了。”
The enemies, God said,
魔鬼说：“你把神把约伯保护太好。”
The enemy said to God, "You've been protecting Job too well."
如果你把他周围的篱笆都撤掉，让我直接攻击他，看他能不能守住他的公义。
If you take away all the protection and let me deal directly with Job, let's see how well he stands.
神说好。
And so God says, sure.
除了他的命你不能夺之外，什么都可以做。
You can do whatever you want as long as you spare his life.
哇，所以这个魔鬼就叫他什么？从脚底到头顶都长毒疮。
And so the enemy allowed Job to have boils from the sole of his feet to the top of his head.
所以约伯啊，整天就坐在炉灰的里面。
So every day he sat in ashes.
拿那个瓦片呢？刮身上的脓。
And so took broken pieces of pottery to scratch.
连他的妻子都臭得受不了。
Even his wife could not stand it anymore.
那么后来又来了三个朋友，又来话语上来刺激他。
Three other friends came to provoke him.
哇，你看这个约伯真是苦啊。
We see the suffering of Job.
但是你看见这个人呢，还是非常的刚硬。
But here, this person was still stubborn.
那么到最后
，until the end，
弟兄姊妹们，神的怜悯终于临到他。
When God's mercy finally came upon him,
他说我从前风闻有你。
He said, "Previously, I have heard of you."
现在我亲眼看见你。
But now I see you with my own eyes.
我就坐在炉灰中，懊悔我的自己。
And I despise myself as I sit in the ashes.
弟兄姊妹们，他终于转变。
Brothers and sisters, he has now changed.
神许可他受这个苦。
God allowed him to suffer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是神的手的训练，神的对付。
This is God's training and dealing.
所以你知道吗？
So do you know?
有很多时候
Many times.
我们这些人
For us.
其实神是不忍心的。
God is not willing, actually.
神许可这个东西临到我们呢，是不得已的。
He's unwilling for us to go through such suffering.
神知道，如果呢，只叫这个约伯呢，有点什么发烧、头痛，那是没有用的。
He knew that if Job just had perhaps a fever and a headache, then it would not be enough.
这必须是最严厉的病。
It had to be the most severe illness.
所以很多时候神的手临到我们要感谢神。
And so often when his hand comes upon us, we need to thank him.
所以当我那个专科医生跟我讲。
And so as the specialist said to me,
他说你很不幸。
It's very unfortunate.
你得着这个病啊，是 top 5%。
This illness that you have is the top 5%.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？那天我听见这个话，我马上感谢神。
As soon as I heard that, I thanked God.
主啊，我感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
大概这是我需要的。
It's perhaps what I needed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神的恩典难测。
God's grace is sufficient.
所以我们满心的感谢我们的神。
And so we need to thank him with all our hearts.
他在我们身上实在是有美好的心意。
God has a good purpose for us.
因为这一个对付的缘故，
Because of this dealing,
他就使人变得更尊贵，
Then we are more precious,
变得更有用，
More useful,
并且变得更丰富，
And more abundant.
所以神也使用这些苦难，
And so God will use these sufferings,
那么把它变成一种正面的，
So that it can be changed into a positive result.
不仅这个苦难是从训练和对付来的，
Not only is suffering a reason of from God's training and dealing.
苦难还有更高的意义。
There is a higher meaning of suffering.
这个苦难能够成全神的旨意。
Suffering is to accomplish God's purpose.
或者成就完成神的旨意。
To fulfill and complete His purpose.
我们知道神有个荣耀的计划。
We know that God has a glorious plan.
他要在这一个堕落的世界里面来成就它。
He wants to accomplish it in this fallen world.
所以当神的计划完成的时候，
So as God is completing his work,
神的儿子首先愿意到这个苦难的世界里面来成就 他的旨意。
His son was the first one who was willing to come to this world to complete his plan.
旧约圣经里面众先知都开始预言。
So in the Old Testament, all the prophets, they prophesied.
讲到神的儿子到地上来说，他要成为一个受苦的基督。
That when the Son of God comes to earth, he will be a suffering Christ.
我想以赛亚书是最具代表性的。
Isaiah is one that describes this well.
以赛亚书53章，我们很清楚地看见我们的主耶稣基督到地上来是要受苦的。
We see in Isaiah 53 that Jesus, when he came to earth, he was to suffer.
那么他要借着这个苦难呢，把神的旨意完成。
And through the suffering, he was to accomplish God's will.
所以因此呢，苦难呢，具备了更高的一个意义。
And so here we see that in suffering, there is a higher meaning.
当然，主到地上来成为一个人。
Yes, when the Lord Jesus came, he became man.
从婴孩一直到成长。
From an infant to an adult.
我们晓得最大的苦难就是在十字架上。
We know that the greatest suffering was on the cross.
当逾越节的晚上。
On the night of the Passover.
主跟门徒们吃过逾越节的晚餐之后。
After the Lord shared the Passover meal with his disciples.
他就带着门徒一同到客西马尼园。
He took his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane.
主在那里要祷告。
And there the Lord prayed.
主就对门徒们说，你们要跟我一起进行祷告。
And he said to his disciples, pray and watch together with me.
结果他回来的时候看门徒们都睡着了。
But when he returned, he saw that his disciples had fallen asleep.
他就对门徒们说。
And so he said to them,
他说我心里极其忧伤。
My heart is incredibly sorrowful.
几乎要死。
To the point of death.
哎呀，你知道那个时候，主受到一个非常大的煎熬。
There was a great suffering and trial for the Lord.
因为他知道他要面临在这个宇宙中一个非常大的苦难。
Because he was about to suffer one of the greatest things in this world.
路加福音记载说，
In Luke it is recorded,
当他祷告的时候，
that when he prayed.
汗像大雪点一样滴在地上。
The sweat drops were like blood on the ground.
他对父说：“父啊，倘若可行。”
He said, "Father,
叫这杯离开我。”
If it is your will, take this cup away from me.
不要照着我的意思。
But not according to my will.
要照着你的意思。
But according to yours.
我们知道主耶稣在肉身中。
We know that the Lord Jesus in the flesh.
这一个苦难的压力几乎叫他当时就死在那里。
The stress and the pressure of this suffering was so great that he almost died.
结果有一位天使出现。
So an angel appeared.
加添他的力量。
And strengthened him.
那么让主有力量可以上十字架。
So that he could then walk the way up to the cross.
我们都知道在十字架上前后一共有六个钟头。
We know that on the cross there was a total of 6 hours.
后面三个钟头。
The last 3 hours.
从午正到深出。
From noon till the afternoon.
那是一个最痛苦的时刻。
It was the most difficult time.
圣经记载说。
The Bible recorded.
整个天地都昏暗。
There was great darkness on the earth.
地大震动。
And great earthquakes.
磐石崩裂。
And rocks split open.
殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
The veil in the temple split from top to bottom.
许多的坟墓都开了。
And many tombs opened.
到了深处的时候。
And so at the last time.
我们的主在十字架上大声的呼喊。
Our Lord cried out with a great voice.
他说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
My God, my God, why has thou forsaken me?
弟兄姊妹，你现在明白这个意思吗？
Do you now understand the reason for that?
我们讲到了。
We have already spoken.
这个离弃就是咒诅。
To be separated means to be cursed.
神亲自把他的儿子放在咒诅上。
God has now cursed his own son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主没有离弃神。
Our Lord did not reject God.
是神离弃了他。
But God rejected him.
是为了爱你，为了爱我。
Because he loves you and he loves me.
神把他的儿子放在咒诅的地位上。
God has now cursed his own son.
这是我们的主没有办法忍受的。
God, the Lord Jesus could not.
所以他大声的呼喊。
So he cried out.
里面非常的痛苦。
He was suffering.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因他为我们成了咒诅。
Because he was cursed.
所以就救我们脱离律法的咒诅。
So we can now be set free from the curse of the law.
救我们脱离神的咒诅。
So that we are no longer cursed by God.
这是何等的恩典。
This is such grace.
我想我们今天在地上，我们很难完全明白。
On earth today, it's difficult for us to understand.
即使将来我们进入永世。
Even when we enter into eternity,
你都很难完全明白。
You will still not completely understand.
那一天主耶稣基督在十字架上所承受的痛苦多么的大。
How great was the suffering of our Lord Jesus on the cross that day.
神是何等的爱我们。
God loves us so much.
天使堕落，神没有拯救。
God did not save the angels who fell.
但是我们这些人堕落了，神拯救我们。
But for us who are fallen, he has saved us.
神乃是借着他的儿子成为咒诅，把我们从咒诅里面拯救出来。
He cursed his own son so that we can be saved from being cursed.
所以每一个主日啊。
So every Sunday.
看见饼和杯的时候。
When you see the cup and the bread.
你要记得。
You must remember.
主为我们受了咒诅。
That the Lord was cursed.
所以今天我们可以很平安地来到神的跟前。
So we can come before Him peacefully.
我们真是满心感谢他。
We thank Him with all our hearts.
我们都知道在旧约圣经里面。
We know in the Old Testament.
记载的一段的故事。
There is a story that is recorded.
这是加拉太书第三章的一个背景。
It is the background for Galatians chapter 3.
因为加拉太书第三章告诉我们说，凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
In Galatians chapter 3, it says, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree."
当以色列百姓他们离开埃及之后。
When the people of Israel left Egypt,
经过很长一段时间，他们来到了以东的旷野。
They came to the wilderness of Edom.
这个记载在民数记第二十一章。
This is also recorded in Numbers chapter 21.
当他们来到那里的时候，因为呢，以东地啊都是石头地。
Because in the wilderness of Edom, it was full of rocks.
所以道路非常难行。
So the road was very difficult to travel on.
所以以色列百姓就在那里开始埋怨。
And so the people of Israel began to complain.
他们埋怨神为什么带他们走这样的路。
They complained, why did God bring them along this road?
他们不仅埋怨这个。
Why did They not only complained about that.
他们对于神给他们吃玛纳，他们也不满意。
But they also grumbled against the manna that God gave them.
他们说这个食物一点味道都没有。
They said that this has no flavor.
所以因此呢，
And so,
神就让火蛇进到以色列百姓当中。
God sent fiery serpents among them.
结果呢，很多人被咬死。
And many people died.
那么这个时候神就吩咐摩西。
And so here God commanded Moses.
他说你要做一条蛇挂在杆子上面。
Create a bronze serpent on a standard.
所以摩西做了一条铜蛇挂在杆子上。
And so Moses created a bronze snake upon
a standard. 当他们把这杆子拿到百姓当中的时候，
When they brought this pole up to the people,
凡是看见这个杆子的人，
All who looked upon that standard
就得医治，
would be healed,
就活了，
would live.
所以呢，这个叫做望就活。
This is to look and live.
那一条铜蛇，
that bronze snake
就代表着受咒诅的基督，
represented the cursed Lord Jesus.
是我们亲爱的主耶稣。
Is our dear Lord Jesus.
他亲自为我们受了咒诅。
He was cursed for us.
所以今天让我们这些人仰望耶稣基督的人，我们就得活。
So for all of us who now look upon the Lord Jesus, we will live.
任何一个时候，我们一看主，弟兄姊妹们，咒诅就变祝福了。
Anytime you look upon the Lord, curses will become blessings.
所以这就是加拉太书第三章告诉我们的。
This is what is recorded in Galatians chapter
3. 他为我们成了咒诅。
He became the cursed one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天神给我们有最简单的路。
Today we have the easiest road.
任何的时候，
at any time,
我们要只要仰望主耶稣基督，
look upon the Lord Jesus,
我们就能从咒诅里面能够得拯救。
And you will be saved from being cursed.
有很多时候啊，我们遇见难处。
Many times when we encounter problems,
我们很希望人为我们祷告。
We want other people to pray for us.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，有的人呢，好像很多人为他祷告；有的人呢，根本没有人为他祷告。
It's as if many people will pray for one person, but not many people pray for another.
当然，有人祷告是很好的。
Yes, it's good that we pray.
但是，请你记得。
But please remember.
没有人为你祷告也不要紧。
If no one prays for you, don't worry.
你只要仰望耶稣。
Look to Christ.
圣经说，望就活。
The Bible says, look and you will live.
我们有很多时候有难处。
When you have problems.
哎呀，我们觉得我们需要信心。
We feel that we need faith.
我们就到处找信心。
So we look for faith.
哎呀，我们觉得自己没有信心。
We feel that we don't have faith.
其实你也不需要有信心。
Actually, you don't need faith.
你只要仰望耶稣。
Just look at Jesus.
你只要举目望。
Look.
你就自然就有信心了。
And then you will have faith.
所以这是何等的恩典啊。
This is such grace.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为他已经为我们成了咒诅。
Because he has already become the cursed one.
所以我们就不需要受咒诅。
So we do not need to be cursed.
我们不需要有咒诅的苦难。
We don't need to have the suffering of being cursed.
这是神今天给我们极大的恩典。
This is such great grace.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
耶稣基督到地上来。
When the Lord Jesus came to earth.
我们曾经讲过，他是来是把生命给我们。
He came to give us life.
为什么把生命给我们？
Why to give us life?
弟兄姊妹，就是要我们跟他完全的联合。
So that we can be completely united with him.
所以当我们与基督完全联合的时候。
So that when we are united with Christ.
这其中有个很重要的意义，就是带我们远离咒诅。
One of the greatest meaning is so that we would be away from curses.
所以圣经告诉我们说，蒙恩得救的人需要住在主里面。
And so the Bible tells us that those who are saved need to abide in Christ.
你为什么要住在主里面？
Why do we need to abide in Christ?
你住在主里面就住在神里面。
Because when you live in Christ, you live in God.
你住在主里面，你就被神悦纳。
When you live in the Lord, you are accepted by God.
你住在主里面，所有的咒诅就不能临到你。
When you live and abide in Him, curses cannot come upon you.
所以这是今天我们基督徒属灵生活中一个重要的秘诀。
This is a great secret of a Christian life.
我们要天天学习活，学着活着住在主里面。
Every day we need to practice abiding in Him.
神已经把我们放在基督里。
God has already placed us in Christ.
那么你的责任呢，是要住在他里面。
Your responsibility is to abide in Him.
所以感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神的儿子。
The Son of God.
道成肉身来到地上。
Became flesh and came to this world.
因着苦难学了顺从。
Through suffering, learned obedience.
结果呢，叫我们这些信他的人 在他的里面能够得以完全。
So that all who believe in him, in him can be made complete.
我们知道不仅撒旦的堕落是一个大的悖逆。
Yes, at first the...
是一个悖逆 rebellion.
It was a great rebellion for the falling of the enemy.
那么人类的堕落也是一个大的悖逆。
And also the falling of mankind is another great rebellion.
这个悖逆的这个趋势是非常的大的。
This rebellion is great.
像巨浪洪流一样。
It's like a huge wave.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
因着基督一个人的顺服。
Because of the obedience of one man, Christ.
扭转了整个悖逆的局面。
Has turned around the entire rebellion of the world.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And so we,
我们的主耶稣基督尚且需要在苦难中学顺从。
Our Lord Jesus needed to learn obedience through suffering.
今天我们需要在他的里面要来学顺从。
And so in him, we also need to learn obedience.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的主为我们做了许许多多的事。
Our Lord has accomplished many things for us.
都是他独自一人完成的。
He accomplished it by himself.
但是圣经中呢，有一个很特别的一个说法。
But there is one very particular thing written in the Bible.
那就是哥罗西书第一章二十四节。
That is written in Colossians chapter 1 verse 24.
那里提到基督的患难。
There it says, afflictions of Christ.
这个呢，是神许可我们神的儿女可以分享的。
God allows his children to share in it.
基督许多的工作你不能分享的。
Many of the works of the Lord, you cannot take a part in it.
但是基督的患难他是留给教会可以分享的。
But the afflictions of Christ, he has left behind so that we can share in it.
所以保罗可以说我为你们受苦我倒觉得欢乐。
And so Paul, when he says, when I suffer on your behalf, I rejoice.
因为为着基督的身体为着教会在我肉身上可以补满基督患难的缺欠。
He says, because now in my flesh, I share on my behalf of his body, which is the church, filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
这是神留给人，留给神的儿女们极大的一个福分。
This is a great privilege that he has left for his children.
这个是为着神的旨意。
This is for his purpose.
若是今天我们在地上能为着神的旨意与基督同受患难。
If today you can share in the tribulations of Christ on earth.
当主耶稣基督降临的时候。
When he returns.
我们就可以跟他一同欢喜快乐。
We can rejoice.Together with him.
并且可以在神的面前得奖赏。
And also receive the reward before him.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
使徒们一再的呼吁神的儿女们要学习与基督一同受苦。
The apostles constantly exhort us so that we can share in the afflictions of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
苦难最高的一个意义。
The highest meaning of suffering
是可以使神的旨意得到成就。
Is for the accomplishing of His purpose.
所以难怪两千年的教会历史。
So after 2,000 some years of church history,
无数爱主的弟兄姊妹。
Countless brothers and sisters.
他们甘心情愿愿与基督同受苦难。
They willingly suffer together with Christ.
他们在教会中愿意背负责任。
In the church, they are willing to bear responsibility.
他们为着别人的缘故，他们情愿牺牲自己。
For the sake of others, they are willing to give up themselves.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
因为他们知道与主受苦的那个宝贵。
Because they know how precious it is to suffer with Christ.
所以今天呢，我们要以基督那个受苦作为我们的心志。
So brothers and sisters, we need to have the attitude of Christ's suffering.
神的儿女需要有受苦的心志。
The children of God need to have the attitude of suffering.
特别青少年的弟兄姊妹。
Particularly young ones.
我们求主给你们里面真是能有一个受苦的心志。
May God give you the attitude of suffering.
我想我们第一个我们需要永远不离开神。
First, we need to know that we never want to be apart from God.
要学习听神的话。
Learn to listen to and obey him.
尊重他的话语。
Honor his words.
我们所有的弟兄姊妹都应该这样。
All brothers and sisters need to do so.
所以请我们记得。
So please remember.
任何一个时候离开神就是咒诅。
At any time when you are apart from God, you are cursed.
所以我们永远不要离开神。
So we never want to be apart from God.
不管环境怎么改
变。No matter how circumstances change.
不管周遭的人事物怎样改变。
Or how people around us change.
永远不离开神。
Never leave
the Lord. 在任何一个环境里面。对神有尊重。
Under any circumstance, we honor the Lord.
我们必须把神的事情看得比任何事情都大。
We need to place His things higher than everything else.
比任何事都重要,
more important than everything else.
弟兄姊妹们, 你这样做是有福的,
when you do that, you are blessed.
我们也为着教会的缘故,
and for the sake of the church,
我们在这里同心为了建立基督的身体,
together in establishing the body of Christ,
这个是有苦难的,
there is suffering in it.
因为今天我们晓得地上教会的光景已经很多时候扭曲走样了,
because we know that the condition of the church today is very crooked.
我们如果要回到神原初的心意里面,
we need to return back to His purpose.
必须要受苦的,
it takes suffering.
所以像保罗一样,
so like Paul, to share in the afflictions of Christ for the church. May God give us that willingness to pay the price. May God give us grace. Reject all the benefits of the world. Reject the temptations of the world.
绝不犯罪,
we will not sin and we will not reject the Lord. We will be faithful to His calling.
为着神的国,
for His kingdom.
不过妥协的生活,
and we will not compromise in our lives.
神的话也告诉我们,
God's word also tells us,
我们要进入神的国, 必须受很多的患难,
that yes, we will suffer as we enter into His kingdom.
今天主的国度很快就要降临,
His kingdom will return very soon.
我们有不多的日子在地上, 能够为他受苦,
we don't have many more days left to suffer for His glory and for His kingdom.
盼望主让我们能明白苦难的意义,
may He allow us to understand the meaning of suffering.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
让我们学习把自己交在主的手中,
may we learn to cast ourselves into His hand.
无论如何艰难,
no matter how difficult,
我们要靠主的恩典往前,
we will move forward by His grace.
愿主用这些话语呢,
may God through these words
能够给我们带来极大的激励和鼓舞,
encourage and strengthen us.
若是有许多弟兄姊妹, 今天你正在苦难当中的,
if there are brothers and sisters who are in the midst of suffering,
不要灰心,
don't give up.
要靠主的恩典往前,
move forward by His grace.
今天这个周遭的环境正在剧烈的改变,
as our circumstances are changing so drastically,
人类在地上的生活将要面临更多的苦难,
there will be much more suffering as we live here in this world.
但愿主使我们里面预备好,
may we be prepared,
我们是为着神的国度活在地上,
that we are living on this earth for His kingdom, for His glory.
盼望主降临的那个时刻,
we hope that on the day that He returns,
主也能对我们说,
He may say to us,
那在患难中常与我同在的就是你们,
that those who suffer together with me are you.
如果我们能得着主这样的称许,
if we are praised by Him,
弟兄姊妹一切都值得,
then everything is worth it.
我们诗歌中间呢有一首很好的诗歌,
among the hymns that we sing, there's a very good one.
在诗歌第373首,
Hymn 373.
这首诗歌呢,
this hymn
也是对我们有很大的一个激励,
is also a great encouragement to us.
我想最后呢, 我们来把这个诗歌唱一下,
shall we sing it together?
好吧, 373首,
373.
我们就唱这个 135节就可以,
we will sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5 only.
请大家一同起立,
shall we all stand?
唱完之后我们在主面前一同一点祷告,
and afterwards we will pray together.
我们求主在今天这个苦难的时代里面,
we pray and we ask Him in these days of suffering,
保守我们,
to protect us,
能有受苦的心智,
so that we would have the attitude of suffering,
为着神的国度的降临,
for His kingdom,
为他旨意的成就,
for the completion of His purpose,
让我们能学习在主面前能有忍耐,
that we would learn to be patient.
我们把135节唱一下, 请给我们弹一句,
stanzas 1, 3, and 5.
他的怜悯他的天时常看见但不认识他的大爱, 天上虽有无比荣耀, comes. Ha wei wo man suo suo yi qi di mo ni zai di cai neng yu ta jiao tong. Jin ru an xi jiu zai xun bu dao pi jian zai wu ji hui wei ta shou ku. 再也不能为他经过和失礼，再为他舍弃舍幸福，再为他舍弃舍幸福。祝我羡慕早日看见你怜悯，那时是在袍泽无比，但是我也不愿免去你失恋，失去如此交通甜蜜，有你怜悯时我充满你大爱，不顾一切为你生活，免你不忍心天际前往将来，将会又会今天错过，将来又会今天错过。
请我们大家一同开口祷告。
Shall we pray together? Lord Jesus, I thank you and I praise you. Oh, I can never thank you enough. Oh, Lord, I want to abide in you, to live in you. Separated on our behalf. Oh, you are cursed on our behalf. So, Lord, you deserve the highest praise. You deserve our love. Oh, Lord, you deserve everything in our lives. Oh, Father, for your kingdom, for your purpose. Oh, Lord, you are willing. Oh, Lord, please reveal to us. Oh, Father, I pray that you strengthen your people.
Lord,
we stand together before you.
We are
so full of shame.
Our
mouths often say we love you. But our hearts are often far away from you. But we thank you. Your love has never changed towards us.
You
willingly paid all of the price.
主啊，你在地上曾经经历何等样的苦难。
On earth you suffered so much.
就是为着要救我们这些落在咒诅中的人。
In order to save us who have fallen into a cursed condition.
今天我们在你里面已经蒙了恩典。
And today we have received your grace.
我们已经脱离了咒诅。
And now we are separated from curses.
是你把我们带回家。
So that we are now home.
是你把我们带回到神的跟前。
You have brought us back before the Father.
是你用血把我们洗得洁白。
And you have cleansed us so that we are as white as snow.
是你叫我们与神和好。
So that we can be reconciled with God.
你是你叫我们能够享受家中的快乐。
And so we can enjoy of the pleasures of being home.
是你给我们带来荣耀的盼望。
And you have given us such glorious hope.
主啊。
Lord.
今天你还留我们在地上。
You still leave us on earth today.
这是一个被咒诅的地。
This is a cursed land.
我们也知道有一天你要把它结束。
And we know one day you will end it.
但愿还有不多的日子。
There are not many days left.
主给我们有受苦的心志。
Lord, give us the attitude of suffering.
让我们紧紧地跟随你。
So that we will follow you closely.
让我们存着一个荣耀的盼望。
So that we would have this glorious hope.
等候你国度的降临。
And wait for the return of your kingdom.
今天地上有太多的悖逆。
There is so much rebellion on this world.
有太多的偏离。
And so much deviation.
求你扬起脸来。
Lord, please lift up your face.
用你脸上的荣光照亮我们。
Shine upon us with the light of your face.
主啊，把我们带回到你的心意里面。
Bring us back into your own heart.
让我们能够在地上还有一点的日子能够坚守你的道。
So that while we still have a few days left, we would hold fast to your word.
不弃绝你的名。
And not reject your name.
每天的生活。
That every day.
每时每刻。
Every moment.
活在那个联合。
Live in this reality of being united.
主啊，不叫我们有任何一个时刻。
So that there will not be one moment.
我们想离开你，去寻求自己的快乐。
That we will want to be away from you and seek our own pleasure.
主啊，我们愿意每一件事情都与你相连。
Lord, we want every single matter to be united with you.
主啊，若是还有什么痛苦是需要我们经历的。
Lord, if there is any other suffering that we need to experience.
若是这些苦难与你的国度有益。
If these sufferings have a meaning towards your purpose,
对你说我们愿意。
We want to say, Lord, we are willing.
主啊，保守我们。
Please protect us.
带领我们。
Lead us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
今天早晨。
This morning.
求你重新一次用你的灵把你的爱浇灌下来。
Again, pour out your love through your spirit.
充满每一颗心。
Fill every heart here.
让我们爱神。
So that we would love God, love our Lord Jesus,
爱他的国度,
and love His kingdom,
爱慕他的显现,
love His appearing,
我们在地上, Lord, 愿意做一个等候你的人,
we are willing to be one who waits.
我们感谢你与我们同在,
thank you for your presence with us.
我们再从深处把敬拜归给你,
again we give you the worship from the depths of our hearts,
垂听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
in Jesus' most precious name,
Amen.
Amen.
请坐,
please be seated.